There is some movement in Harrisburg toward resolving the state budget impasse, now extending into a fourth month, though that movement is not based on bipartisan accord. Joining me with the latest is WHYY's Katie Meyer. And Katie, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf has cut through the finger-pointing and arm-twisting by taking unilateral steps to balance a portion of the budget. What are the details?
Governor Wolf yesterday announced that he's going to securitize future revenue from the State Liquor Control Board. Democrats seemed to know about it. A lot of the Republicans were blindsided and unhappy that he was doing this. This was sort of a very decisive speech from a governor who's not always too combative. He said he was drawing a line in the sand, that he was going to take things into his own hands and manage the state's finances. It wasn't really that much of a line in the sand. It was along the lines of something that we've been expecting him to do, just in terms of getting some sort of revenue to tide the state over. But nevertheless, it was an unexpected move.
How long does it tide the state over?
Well, it's unclear. We've got a $2.2 billion deficit per the IFO, the Independent Fiscal Office. This would give us $1.25 billion exactly, and that's up front, and then we would pay that back over a number of years, the LCB would. Wolf has talked about also paring down some of the state's complement of workers through attrition. He's talked about, you know, saving some money in other ways, but we don't have all the specifics. And, you know, $1.2 billion, while it will definitely keep money flowing, you know, help our general fund avoid hitting zero again like it did last month, I think people are still very concerned that a structural deficit would remain if we didn't get more additional money.
Fair to say this is analogous to putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound?
It certainly seems to be. Wolf said he wants negotiations to continue between the House and Senate to get that revenue in there that's still missing. House and Senate Republican leaders said it cools negotiations a little bit. They're both regrouping after sort of a disastrous meltdown in their own negotiations right now, so they don't really have a path forward at this point, but they seemed open to continuing. We just don't know what form that's going to take.
Let's put that call for negotiation in the context of the House not due back in session for 2 weeks, and the Senate has no scheduled return date.
Yeah, that's true. They had tried several different ways to, you know, get some revenue to close this budget hole. And, you know, one after another, these attempted deals just melted down. And so they left Governor Wolf again, you know, kind of changed the direction with his own announcement of securitizing liquor. And, you know, I think a lot of lawmakers were very frustrated, very disheartened when they left Harrisburg yesterday.
Has Governor Wolf changed his mind about the importance of a natural gas severance tax?
He has not. The natural gas severance tax got a really significant blow yesterday when, unexpectedly, House Democrats called it up for a vote. They tried to get it discharged from the committee where it's been stuck. They tried to get a vote to get it considered on the floor, and that vote failed pretty decisively. Even, you know, some Democrats didn't vote for it. It seemed like a little bit of a death knell for the severance tax for now, but Governor Wolf still says he wants to see that. He thinks that's the best path forward. He wants the Republicans to discharge it from committee. They say there's no will to do that. They don't want a severance tax. So that's kind of where it stands right now.
Theoretically possible that we could get to next June 30th with some semblance of the status quo?
It's difficult to know what the actual impact is going to be. The state can limp along with just the money that Governor Wolf plans to appropriate from that liquor securitization for a while. I mean, our payments are going to be made. Money, again, as they always say, is still coming in. So the situation's not like the state's going to shut down anytime soon. The problem is, you know, the structural deficit probably grows if that's the case, if there's no new revenue. That certainly seemed to be the sense I got from any of the fiscal officers I talked to. So, yes, the state can limp along. Will the state limp along? I mean, unclear. There certainly is some will to get more revenue, to, you know, use a different option to keep the state running for the next year, but it's all up in the air right now.
Katie Meyer, thanks so much for your answers, and as always, many questions remain.
Yes, indeed.
WHYY's Katie Meyer on Newsworks Tonight.